بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. The sacred house of Allah was built for the sake of Tawheed. Its foundations were raised by Ibrahim and his son Ismail, peace be upon them. This sacred house has endured through time, standing robust in its construction, secure and safeguarded by Allah Almighty. Generations continue to perform pilgrimage to it, and Muslims compete to reach it, where Tawheed, security, goodness, and blessings abound, as Allah Almighty said. And when we designated for Ibrahim the site of the house, do not associate anything with me. And Allah Almighty said, and mention when Ibrahim said, My Lord, make this city secure and keep me and my sons away from worshipping idols. My Lord, indeed they have led astray many among the people. Indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent with a radiant light and a brilliant radiance, which illuminated the path and clarified the way. Allah Almighty purified the Arabian Peninsula through him from the filth of paganism and the prevalence of idols. In the ninth year of Hijrah, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam proclaimed, No polytheist is to perform Hajj after this year, and no one is to circumambulate the house unclothed. Tawheed is embodied in the Hajj through raising of the voices in the Talbiyah, declaring that Allah is free of partners. Here I am, O Allah, here I am. Here I am, you have no partner, here I am. Indeed, all praise, grace, and sovereignty belong to you, you have no partner. With this declaration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam eliminated the talbiyah that the polytheists used to repeat during their pilgrimage. They used to say, Here I am, you have no partner except a partner you possess. You own him and all that he owns. Exalted is Allah above what they say. Anyone who reflects on the hadiths related to Hajj will find that its perfection is through righteousness and that the greatest deed is for the Hajj Mabrur, an accepted Hajj. And there are conditions for obtaining an accepted Hajj. The first condition is sincerity to Allah the Exalted. As Allah Almighty said, and complete the Hajj and Umrah for Allah. So the motivation behind one's Hajj should not be to show off or gain fame. Showing off is common in Hajj because it is a visible action in a major ritual. People talk about it and share pictures of the pilgrims, and all of the media cover it. In a hadith Qudsi, Allah Almighty said, I am the most self-sufficient, and I have no need for an associate. Thus, he who does an action for someone else's sake as well as mine will have that action renounced by me to him whom he associated with me. The second condition is completing the rituals according to the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever falls short in performing the rituals and breaches the conditions or pillars or obligations of Hajj, his Hajj is not accepted. During his Hajj, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded people to learn the rites from him, and this was so that they could convey them and put them into practice. And it has reached us completely and perfectly through the perfection and completion of the religion. Thus, it is obligatory for those intending to perform Hajj to understand its rulings, follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in its rituals, and to embrace the spiritual meanings and the purposes of the Hajj rites. The third condition is that the pilgrimage must be financed with lawful wealth. That this is because the rituals are acts of worship to Allah, and Allah the Almighty is pure and accepts only what is pure. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned a man who traveled long distances, appeared disheveled and dusty, stretched his hands towards the sky, saying, O Lord, O Lord, while his sustenance is unlawful, his drink is unlawful, his clothing is unlawful, and he is nourished unlawfully, then how can his supplication be answered? The fourth condition is to avoid intimacy or morality and quarreling while performing the rituals. As Allah Almighty said, whoever has made Hajj obligatory upon himself therein, there is no sexual relations, no disobedience, and no disputing during Hajj. Controlling oneself from these prohibitions results in the forgiveness of past sins and wrongdoings, which is among the greatest rewards. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever performs Hajj for Allah's sake only, and does not have intimacy, and does not do disobedience, will return from his Hajj free from sins as on the day that his mother gave birth to him. Allah has forbidden intimacy, which includes intercourse and what leads to it. This requires lowering the gaze and avoiding discussions related to marriage. Fusuq, wickedness, involves disobedience to Allah Almighty, especially with actions that violate the sanctity of the state of Ihram. Some pilgrims take these violations lightly, while others indulge in sinful speech, such as backbiting, slander, and lying. Disputes are common during Hajj, whether in discussions about the rituals without the proper knowledge, or among those sharing the same tent or campaign, or while going through the congestion. Also, those intending to perform Hajj should obtain the required permissions and adhere to the instructions issued by the authorities. The Council of Senior Scholars have emphasized the necessity of obtaining the necessary permission, stating that performing Hajj without it is not permissible, because doing so is not complying with the directions of the authority which were issued to ensure public interest. If one is obligated to perform Hajj but is unable to obtain a permit, then they are considered among those who are unable to perform it. As Allah Almighty said, so fear Allah as much as you are able. Therefore, it is essential for those preparing for Hajj to learn its virtues, to adhere to the rituals pleasing to their Lord, and to strive as much as they can to perfect it, so that their Hajj may be accepted. Hajj is an obligation and a pillar of Islam. Its obligation is a well-known matter within the religion, undisputed among the Muslims, and even a young child is not ignorant of it. However, some Muslims have delayed performing the Hajj obligation due to obstacles that are merely shaitan's adornment and human procrastination. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam urged those who are able to perform Hajj to hasten to fulfill their obligation so that they do not encounter emergency that prevents them from performing Hajj. A person may fall ill or a need may arise. For it is impossible for one's current state to last forever. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hasten to perform Hajj, that is the obligatory Hajj, for none of you knows what may happen to him. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever intends to perform Hajj, let him hasten to do so, for he may fall sick, lose his mount, or be faced with some need. To those who can afford to perform Hajj, do not miss out on going, and hasten to reap its virtues. If you have performed the obligatory Hajj, it is a blessing if you are able to repeat it, for the reward is paradise and emancipation for the fire. If you have not performed the obligatory Hajj, then fear your Lord and hasten to fulfill your duty. Know that health may not last. Ease may be followed by hardship, and those able to go but delay fulfilling their obligation of obligatory Hajj are sinful. Do not deprive yourself of good and hasten while you are able. Do not pay attention or listen to those who discourage you. Whoever resolves to please Allah Almighty by performing this obligation and seek Allah's help, Allah Almighty will help them and make things easy for them. We ask Allah Almighty to make us among those who hear His commands and obey. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering. هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.